Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and it is a stunning day today in this part of Canada. I don't know what the temperature is, but it's under 80 degrees. There's no humidity, slight breeze, and well, sometimes it's really good to be alive. I feel refreshed, you know. Over the last couple of days, over the last couple of weeks, it's been very stressful for Anne and myself. And, well, things seem to be coming together for us. I wrote today about things like equivalence, the big lie of equivalence. I wrote today about bipartisanship, another huge lie. These things are the hallmark of the politicians, whether they are on the left or on the right, or they're rhinos, mostly on the left and the right. They talk about things like, well, we have bipartisanship. So there's 100 people in the Senate, 100 senators. Well, 49 can vote against something, and 51 can vote for something. Having one person from the other party to vote for it, and all of a sudden they say, well, it's a bipartisan vote. Well, it's not. It's an absolute lie because it's not bipartisan at all. Bipartisan means it would be a majority or a good number of both parties coming together to vote for something. But, you know, they sell this BS all the time. And then there's equivalence. You know, we've grown up with equivalence. You know, a couple of Arabs sneak into a Jewish community. They murder people in their sleep. I was in Israel when that happened, actually. It was during the Intifada, 2002, I believe it was. And I remember the radios were going nuts. And what had happened was several Arabs, Palestinians, snuck into a kibbutz, and they murdered a whole family while they were asleep. Except for the father. The father was out patrolling, and they murdered a mother and I think it was two children. Anyways, the Israelis hunted down the murderers and killed them. And the headlines were, the Israelis and the Palestinians are locked into a cycle of violence. Now, that's equivalence. So they're equivocating how the Israelis responded to people who murdered their own, to how the Palestinians murdered the people who defended themselves. It's a sick way of looking at the world, but that's the way the world, well, that's the way the media portrays the world, and it's wrong. It's really wrong. I wrote a lot about George Orwell. I hope you read what I wrote, and maybe even read it again. I've read several of his books, the most important books, of course, things like Animal Farm in 1984, I've read some other things that he's done, but I sat down and I looked at everything with a fresh mind, and I was reading what he wrote 70 years ago, what he thought about more than 70 years ago, and I applied it to how we're living today, and I'm absolutely convinced that we're living in George Orwell's 1984. And if we're not careful, I mean really, really careful, is going to become, well, it's becoming a state of Big Brother, where big government, controlled by big business, controlled by big labor, controlled by big finances, is telling us how we have to live to keep them in the lap of luxury and power. And I look at all the useful idiots, the Hollywooders, the academics, all the people who think they're doing right by doing us wrong. We have to stand up. We really have to stand up. We have to take notice, because unless we really believe that we're in serious trouble because of the left, and we're on the threshold of living in a dystopic society, we're going to be there. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. And as I love to say, no CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.